Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Test pilots, reindeer, engineers, and sleigh designers, all associated with the test flights of Santa's sleigh, are headed home soon for the Thanksgiving break. But elves in North Pole Flight Command are anything but happy with how things are going this year with Santa's sleigh. Joining me now with an update from Flight Command is Tracker Elf Extraordinaire and Santa's Eye in the Sky reporter Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what's the latest there?
Well, the latest is that another new version of the sleigh will debut right after Thanksgiving, Frank.
How many versions does that make now, Crash? 9, 10?
Something like that, Frank. It's not the version number they're really tracking anymore. It's a big whiteboard in Flight Command that they call the scorecard.
Why is that, Crash?
It's a big board where they track development achievements of Santa's sleigh. They put up performance goals and then track how they do to the goals. Things like altitude, speed, and all kinds of numbers as it relates to maneuverability of the sleigh and stuff like that. And that whiteboard is just full of red numbers, and that's not good.
Red numbers? Why is that bad? Red is a Christmas color, Crash.
Well, green's a Christmas color too, Frank, and that's what those numbers should be. Green means good, that performance is improving, while red indicates a substandard performance.
Are you saying that Santa's sleigh isn't meeting expectations yet, Crash?
Bingo, Frank. The sleigh just doesn't meet the mark yet, and with it approaching 30 days more or less until Santa launches, well, elves are getting nervous.
Is it time to worry yet, Crash? Is Santa aware of all of this? What does he think? What will happen if the sleigh is not yet ready for launch?
If it's not ready to launch, it won't launch, Frank. Santa will just use some other sleigh then. That's not a problem. It just means that Santa will have to rely on an old sleigh that might take him longer to get around the world. I'm told Santa's aware of the sleigh problems, and I'm told he's not yet ready to get involved with this whole thing. He says his sleigh teams, the pilots and reindeer, can figure it out, and that he's too busy with other things.
He's busy with other things, that's for sure. Crash, we're going to be going back to this story a lot over the next few weeks. Thanks for your work on this, and keep us posted as you can. From the North Pole, where sleighs are the vehicle of choice, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.